It's The Scratch with Joe Weston and Mike the Intern.
Welcome to another edition of The Scratch.
Welcome.
Mike and Joe hanging out in the studio doing what we normally do, but the only difference is we actually record our conversations. Most of the time, we probably should record all of the conversations, but
no, we probably shouldn't.
Don't.
No, we shouldn't.
If this is your first time joining us, welcome. The way we usually do these is every other week when we do The Scratch, we take turns picking our subject, and then we kind of just trail off from that. And I was thinking about, this was on the top of my mind this morning because recently I started watching this TV show from Canada called Letterkenny. If you've not seen it, do it. It's phenomenal. It's hilarious. But they do a really good job of kind of sprinkling in a lot of unknown Canadian bands as the soundtrack. And I mean, they obviously have a style for what they're going for, but they're all Canadian bands as far as I can tell. And I'm only in the first season of the show. It may change later on, but it got me thinking about how we consume music. And you know as well as I do, I listen to music probably 8 to 12 hours a day for as long as I'm awake in any given day, and I'm constantly consuming music. So my question to you, sir, is where do you find new music?
I listen to a there's a magazine in Great Britain called NME, which is
very great source.
Yeah. I don't even know if they publish, if they still publish.
I don't know if they have a magazine, or but it's definitely a website. But
all, but they have their own. I probably shouldn't say this, but they have their own radio station.
Yeah.
And I
it's another country, so it's okay.
And I listen to it, and I listen to it 4 to 5 hours a day. And I love the mix of whoever programs it is closest to how I would program a station if I were actually, if somebody said, here's a radio station, you do what you want with it, because it's this great mix of garage rock, which is where kind of my jumping off point for music. I love 60s garage rock. I love that just kind of raw sound of guys playing in a garage and somebody recording it, and just great songs. I love that. And they play a lot of new stuff, and they play a lot of, you know, 80s and 90s alternative stuff that I love. They mix in some hip hop with it too. And one of the things that I really enjoy about it is that even if you're listening to something on it that you don't like, wait a song or two and you're going to hear something you like, and you're along for that ride with it. And
yeah,
it's one of those things that honestly, I think that we don't do very well in radio anymore as a whole, is that we don't keep you as well as we should, as we used to. And that's one of the things I love about listening to the station. As far as I go, it does that for me. I just want to stay and listen. What's next? What's going to happen next? What are you going to play next?
That's cool.
And I've heard a lot of stuff on it, you know, that I hadn't heard in years, that I just went back to and thought that it's awesome. And I've spent way too much money on iTunes buy music. But I, you know, I'm like you. I read. I'm constant. I listen probably as much as you do. I consume everything I can. Look at online stuff. I listen to what other people tell me that I should check out. And I just try to be open-minded about, you know, everything, because
yeah,
there's so many sources now for music that you hear. I mean, there's, I don't like Pandora. I don't like Spotify. I'm not a big fan of those because I think they still are funneling you into your comfort zone. And I always kind of want to be moved out of my comfort zone. And I like to push myself and hear so many different things. So I don't really like those, but there's so many sources, you know, TV commercials and TV shows and movies and things like that have really opened my eyes up. There's a commercial, an Oreo commercial of all things, where it's a father and a daughter is the implication of the commercial, and the little girl is doing a paper about the stars and she can't.
I remember that commercial.
And it's got this great soul song
yeah,
on it. And
yeah,
I was like, I had to go find that soul song and yeah, get it. And I did. There was a cell phone commercial where this guy was always constantly getting the new iPhone, and then he finally ends up getting like a Samsung Galaxy or something like that, whatever. But there was this great, you know, sort of soul song, obviously a huge influence on Amy Winehouse kind of song. I went and found that, and I love those sort of things. I love, you know, hearing that kind of stuff that's pushing me outside of my comfort level.
Yeah. First thing I want to mention that you brought up is the UK. I think the UK has a whole different sensibility about what they feel should be on the air versus what America feels. And what I mean by that is there are so many different shows like NME's station or the BBC station that plays so much different new music, but they're all cool with it. And like you mentioned, they'll throw hip hop inside of garage rock. That would never happen in this country. But for some reason in the UK, it's such a melting pot of all those styles, reggae, hip hop, jazz, rock, all that stuff. They're all used to all of it, which I love about that. And you're right on the money with that. As far as commercials go, the same thing. Like I mentioned earlier, that Letterkenny episode, there was a song in the credits and I was like, oh my God, what is this? Found them, bought the record immediately. Songs of note and bands that I've found because of commercials. There's this band out of, I want to say Norway, called the Kings of Convenience. Very
great
cool band.
They
were in a AT&T commercial.
Yeah.
And a song called Toxic Girl.
Very,
off their first
very
record.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, oh my God. But Bossa, it's Bossa Nova, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
They're so good. But, and that was one of my White Whale records for the longest time, because they did a real limited press on those records, and they were $300-$400 records until they finally repressed them, thank God. And I got all of them, but man, really cool record. Toxic Girl was the one on that. I had heard about Nick Drake, but I really didn't know who he was until that Volkswagen commercial played Pink Moon.
Yeah.
Recently, there's a soul singer out of California named Kelly Finnegan, who's putting out a new record this year. He was on that NFL commercial, Bose commercial with Aaron Rodgers, where he's putting on the headphones and it silences out, and it's like this soulful singer. That was one. But yeah, you're right. I mean, and something I didn't want to undersell, and something I try to instill in my daughter, is how important friendships are, but really more important than that, how important it is to get to that point where you feel like you have to share music with someone. Like, you came in this morning, I was like, dude, I heard this band, they are phenomenal, you need to check them out, they're unbelievable. Dude, check them out. And that's how
we got
on. That's really why I got
on. I loved it. Yeah,
that's why I got on the subject, was because that is so important, I think, as you grow. If you're into music and your friends are into music, don't ever stop. I've got friends that don't even live here that I grew up with that I will say, hey, this is right up their alley, and send to them or send to me.
I think one of the things that I used to do when I was in high school and college was we made mixtapes. It was that. I'm that old that we made mixtapes, and we give them to people, and we'd say, you have to listen to this. And then buying a new record and having your friends over and just hang out and listen to the record. And that's a lot of that's lost. You don't have that anymore. Record stores are always a great place still to find new music.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I will talk about two of my sponsors, and I'll give both of them equal love. I was in Wheel and Deal one day, and Kels, owns Wheel and Deal, said, have you ever heard this guy? And it was, his name was Bobo. I can't remember the last name.
Blue. We listened to that Blue record.
And he has a great cover of a Santana song on it. And I was like, man, I got to own this. And I got that album just because I loved that song. And then I was in Stick It In Your Ear the other day, and I was just walking around, and I heard this song called Bears by Quicksilver. And I was like, this is awesome. I love this. And had to get that record too. It's a great place still to discover music. And when we were in Stick It In Your Ear the other day, just talking to those guys about what they like and what they're into, and turning us on to things that they like, and me turning them on to things that I've heard, because I love that interchange of that exchange of ideas and music and expanding yourself that way.
Absolutely. And don't ever feel like you're not cool enough if you have to go up to the guy working at the record store and ask him, what's that?
Yeah.
I know there's been times where I've been nervous and I've been like, I don't want to act like I don't know what this is.
That's a great thing.
You got to go in there and ask him, because they, 9 times out of 10, the guy is going to be excited in telling you what this is, because that's what music lovers do. You're going to get that one guy every now and then that's going to look at you and go, "What, you don't know who this is, man? What the hell's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
That's a jerk. Don't listen to him. They're POS. Don't listen to him.
But that's a great thing about, I think, about our record community right here in Southwest Missouri, is that I don't know of any place that's like that anymore.
Yeah.
I think that everybody you go to, they'll sit and they'll chat with you and talk to you about music and try to turn you, if you're into something, hey, listen to this, you might like this. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really cool part of the community. One of the other thing I wanted to bring up about the UK is there's a great show on in the UK called Later, hosted by Jules Holland, who was in Squeeze. It's a huge theater that's in the round, and the audience is actually mixed in kind of with the bands, and they have all these different bands play in one night. And what I love about it is the bands totally have to bring their A game, because they're playing in front of somebody else. They're playing with other bands, and there's this great mix of music that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I saw Gregory Bird on there, who's this phenomenal jazz artist.
Radiohead
hip hop artist. I learned about Madison Ward and the Mama Bear on there. They're from Kansas City. Great artists from the U.S. that we don't get to hear here, which is a shame.
Make it big there,
you know, and I love that. Yeah. I love just hearing all these and seeing all these great musicians, especially bring their, this is it, this is my performance. And right across from me is somebody that's equally as good, and I've got to be good. Yeah. And you can tell that they all want to be the best, but at the end of the night, they're probably going to a pub and having a beer together.
Yeah. Krungbin would be a good example of a band here in the States that nobody knows about, but are huge in the UK because of stuff like that.
Yeah. Kings of Leon and the Killers are like at the top in the, as far as American bands go in the UK, and Black Keys, they love that kind of, you know, I won't say authentic.
I was going to use that word.
Authentic sound, because I don't think any of those bands really, you know, have just.
Can't be authentic if you're not in that time period, but they get as close as you can to being authentic.
I wish there was a show that played like older alternative music and new music. Wouldn't that be great?
I played shows like that though, where we had the most recent one, we played at a skate shop with two punk bands in the same room, and one band would play and the next band would play back and forth, and it just became this push of who controlled the room. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So I guess your homework assignment this week would be go find some new music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's...
get out of your comfort zone.
Get out of your comfort zone. Don't just hit the normal Daily Mix playlist. Go find something you're not used to. Pay attention to commercials sometimes. Sometimes they have good stuff, and definitely pay attention to movies and TV shows, because that arguably is one of the best places you're ever going to get new music. And when you do support these artists, especially the up-and-coming ones, make sure and get the music from their sites, their pages, and subscribe to their stuff so that
you
stay in the know, especially if you find a great record label. Like we talk about soul music a lot. Daptone Records would be a great one, and you can subscribe to their label and know when they've got new artists coming out, new releases.
Yeah, if you love...
Yeah, if you love that, what that label does, then stay with them.
Yeah, I'll give you an artist right now, Sharon Jones.
Yeah, it's great.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings,
The great late Charles Bradley, the Screaming Eagle of Soul. I mean, and then the Budos Band's got a new record coming out in April, so yeah.
Get
Find
out of
some new music.
Get out of your comfort zone.